Page 71. Here is a picture of a man's lungs. They are soft like sponges with thousands of little pipes going through them. The pipes keep branching like the branches of a tree so that they go through every part of each lung. Our lungs are in the upper part of our chest. We have two of them. The air we breathe goes right into every part of the lungs through these branching pipes. They take it to the blood, which is moving all the time through the lungs and round to every part of our bodies. The blood makes a journey round the body and back to the lungs in a very short time. Page 72. What is blood? It is the red liquid which comes out of your finger when you cut it. There are about 13 pints of blood in a person's body. We can give a pint of blood at a time to a blood bank for the use of others who may need it. A healthy body makes up the pint of blood quickly. What does our blood do for us? It takes food to all parts of our bodies and takes waste away from them. All the parts of our bodies are made up of cells. These cells, which are very small, all need food all the time. Page 73. Here are some cells, thousands of times the size they are in the body. Each different sort of cell has its own work to do, different from the work other sorts of cells do. No one had seen cells before the invention of the microscope and its development in the 16th and 17th centuries. Before then, no one could make pictures of cells because no one could see them. Page 74. Cells are like little flames. A flame needs food. We get a quick flame for a fire or a cigarette by lighting a match or using a lighter. The flame of the match burns the match, and the flame of the lighter burns the liquid in the lighter, if there is air for them to burn in. All fires burn something. What they burn is their fuel. Fuel is food for fire. Page 75. The blood is like a stream. The cells take what they need, their fuel, out of the bloodstream, as plants and fishes take their food out of the water. The bloodstream carries food and the oxygen, which it has taken up in our lungs, to all the cells in the body. Old cells die and give place to new cells in the body, as plants and fish and other living things in the world about us die and give place to others. 3 million of your red blood cells die every second, and other cells take their place. The red cell population of your body changes completely in about 3 months. Page 76. What makes the blood go on moving round the body in a stream? The heart sends it round. The heart is between the lungs. A person's heart is the size of his shut hand. The heart is a pump. If you put your hand under water like this and keep letting a little water into it and sending it out again, you are pumping the water. The heart pumps blood in a way a little like this. Page 77. The heart has 4 rooms in it with doors, valves. Between them, it pumps blood in and out through these doors by changing the size of the rooms so that the doors open and shut. It can do this because it is made of muscle. The heart keeps a stream of blood going all round the body and back again to itself. The pipes which take blood from the heart are named arteries. The pipes through which it comes back to the heart are named veins. Page 78. A solid line represents an artery, and a broken line, a vein. Page 79. The first man to discover that the blood goes to all parts of the body, out through the valves of the heart, through one system of pipes and back again, through another, was the 17th century doctor, William Harvey. The journey of all our blood all round the body is the circulation of the blood. As you see in the picture opposite, the branches of the arteries are like the branches of a tree, which get smaller and smaller the farther they are from the roots. The small branches go to all parts of the body. They go to the ends of your fingers and toes, to all the muscles, those parts by which you move your arms and legs and head and other parts of the body. Page 80. Everywhere the bloodstream does two things: supplies the cells with food and oxygen, and takes away waste. It is as if the blood kept the little fires in the cells burning and took away the ashes. The fuel for the fires in the cells is given us by the food we eat. It cannot burn without oxygen. This gas is as necessary to all living things as it is necessary to the burning of fires made of wood or coal. Burning is a change which takes place when oxygen and fuel unite. Coal, wood, and other fuels, cooking gas for example, burn by taking oxygen from the air.